no one wants you to be their hero. I heard this statement at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and while I learned a ton at the conference, this statement, when someone said it, stopped me in my tracks. And as a leader of an organization, as a leader who actually coaches other leaders, sometimes I get caught up in the impact of what I do and why I do what I do, because impact is a very big thing to me. And I get caught up in that and how much I want to help, really what I want to save people, right, from the issues that are plaguing them, their business, their personal lives. I want to help fix it, right? I want to be the hero that comes in and helps save the day. But this statement made me stop and think that the people we work with, the businesses we work with, they don't need me to be the hero for them. They need me to help them be the hero of their own story. So think about that for a minute. How often are we swooping in to save the day when there's an issue at work, or when there's, you know, something, a big problem that we need to solve, or when our kids can't do something at home, you know, and they're learning a new skill and it doesn't go well? So how often do we swoop in and be the hero and we feel good, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? That's helping other people. But really, the most impactful thing that you can do is help them be the hero, meaning be behind the scenes and help them create that heroism and help them get through something that they didn't know they could get through. And to me, I started to think about our leadership superpowers training that we do that I'm really proud of. And it's really the premise of that whole training, right? The whole purpose of this podcast is that I'm always telling people that we train that they need to understand their superpowers so they can create their own success and not try to have someone else's superpowers, right? And as leaders, the same thing is we need to have our own superpowers, but we also need to help other people develop theirs. Because us having really strong superpowers and the people that report to us, the people around us in our organizations don't have theirs, they don't know theirs, and they don't know how they can use them, we're just swooping in to help. We're just being the hero instead of helping them be the hero of their own story. And so again, because I get caught up in that and wanting to have impact, I think it was just a great reminder for me, whether it's with my own team or with our clients. And I think it'd be a good reminder for all the leaders that are listening to how are you looking at your leadership and that heroism and how you show up at the office. So I also learned something more about a couple that I think ties into this about, you know, different types of leadership, and that there's really two different kinds of leaders. And for those of you who know me, know that I am a big Patrick Lencioni fan, and he's so many books. Just look him up. He's got just amazing kind of leadership business books that are very based in reality and not theory. And so I actually got the chance to hear him speak at this conference, and he talked about there being two different kinds of leaders. Those who got into leadership to serve, and those who got into leadership for the reward. And it's not that one or the other is wrong, but I started to realize that in myself even, that for some of us, the deficit in leadership that is happening in many of our organizations is because we've created leaders based on rewarding them. So you were the top salesperson, we're going to make you the sales manager. That's a reward, right? You're the best here in this space in our business, we're going to make you the leader of that part of the organization. And so we're creating those reward type leaders instead of really understanding who in the organization wants to become a leader because they want to serve and help other people, not because really they want the next level. They want the title, they want the promotion. And in most large organizations, we're giving people the title more than we're giving them the actual leadership skill that they need. And so it's not that there's anything wrong if you've gotten a leadership position and you've been focused on that reward, that title, that notoriety, and whatever that looks like. But I do believe that if you stay in that place where you tie your leadership to the reward and the notoriety and the awards and the, you know, the clout that it gives you in the organization in terms of hierarchical power, that you're in leadership for the wrong reasons. To me, that's more of a management thing than it is calling yourself a true leader. And I look at this for myself the same way. For me, it was eye-opening. You know, day to day, am I looking to serve or am I looking for the reward? Right? Am I looking for the outcome and the notoriety or that next level of recognition or success? Or am I showing up every day to say, I'm just here to serve the people around me? And for some of you listening, you're listening to me describe that serving side and going, that's fluffy stuff, right? That's soft. And what I'm telling you is even more now with the changing dynamics of the workforce and the generations is I don't think it's fluffy stuff anymore. I think in the past that maybe it was. But leaders who look to serve aren't worried about being the hero. They're actually not worried about the reward or the award that they're going to get because of it. They're focused on making others better by having the tough conversations when they need to happen, by actually managing and coaching their direct reports, by being consistent and providing clarity. They're focused on the leadership things on the list, not the getting the spotlight, right? Or achieving that next milestone. Yes, that's still important to them. But when you think about the difference between leadership and management, management is that directing and controlling and towards a common goal, right? We need to hit this milestone. We need to release this product, whatever that is. That's management of something. Leadership is inspiring and motivating and helping people get better around you is really the goal of leadership. And what I realized in this conversation and this really hearing Patrick speak about this is for many of us that are in that leadership reward category, we don't do the tough things. We do the things that to the outside world look like we're making progress. We're hitting the milestones. We're hitting our revenue numbers. We're, you know, doing what it takes to show everybody that we're good at leading people towards a goal. But most of us aren't as strong on the having the tough conversations that need to happen to help that person grow. We're not as strong on actually coaching and managing our direct reports and helping them when they're in a struggle versus just swooping in to fix it so that it doesn't affect any other part of the organization. We're not good at being consistent and providing clarity because sometimes we don't know what the next step is and we don't know how to articulate that to our people. So thinking about those two different leadership styles, it's not that like you have to be all servant all the time. I think it's really focusing on what is the point of being a leader? If it's not to build your team up, if it's just to truly make yourself look good or make your organization look good, then you might be in leadership for the wrong reasons. And this was really eye-opening for me because it made me think differently about how I'm leading in my organization. And am I in leadership for the right reasons? Do I want to build a team because I want to serve them? Or do I want to build a team because I want to build a business? And the team comes with it. And so for me, I'm being really transparent and vulnerable here is it really made me think about that? And I want to be a leader who wants to build a team. And I think a business will be built because I lead a team and because I build that team up. So regardless of which leadership group you fall in, the servant or the reward, I think there's a real opportunity for us to shift our perspective and look at this differently. The role of leaders is not to be the hero and not to get the notoriety and the recognition. The role of leaders is to equip others to be the heroes of their own stories, to help them solve that really big issue, to help them with that growth area that makes them better for our team and ultimately for the organization, to help them get through the head trash, right, and the limiting beliefs that they have about what they can and can't do, to help them grow as individuals and people, but also as business leaders. You know, early in my career as a leader, someone told me that you're not really a leader until you've developed a leader. What that means is you can have the title, you can have the position on the org chart, but until you've developed someone else into being a really good leader, you aren't a leader yourself. And for many of us, I think we get the title. and we get the notoriety and we think, well, I'm good, right? I'm a leader now. And we don't spend the time and we don't spend the energy needed to actually be a good leader on that side. So true leaders are not about being the superhero that saves the day. They're about being the mentor behind the scenes that coaches others to be superheroes. That's really what servant leadership or being a leader that serves is all about. So for each of us, I think it's just important, and it's not a once and done thing, is throughout our career. You know, how are we developing as leaders? Are we developing in the way we want to? Because if you're not, if you're sitting here going, you know, I'm a reward leader right now. I'm a leader that it's because of a title and it's because I want to help solve big problems and have a big impact. That's okay. But it's the awareness that you're there to say, how each day can I just implement a little bit more of the servant side of leadership? How can I spend a few more minutes a day with my team and understanding what they need and how I can help them based on what I bring to the table? I think that's the biggest thing, is awareness is the first step. And there's no perfection in leadership. There's no, like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to fix and be better and be the best leader. Just be the best leader you can be today. And then tomorrow's another day, and be a little bit better tomorrow. And do a little bit more with your team tomorrow. So that's my message for today, for you guys and for myself, to say, you know, not everyone wants you to be the hero. They don't want you to come in and save them from something. They want you to come in and serve them and help them get better. So as you go out today and you reflect, and hopefully this causes you to kind of think differently about your interactions today and last week and last month, and how can you go out tomorrow and just be a little bit better leader? And how can you serve others? So as always, thanks for continuing to listen in. Thanks for continuing to engage in these discussions and the podcast, both online, on social media, and with ratings and reviews. That's how we know that we're on the right track, that we're bringing the right topics to you guys that really matter, because otherwise this is a lot of work for nothing if these things aren't things that are helping you. And that's what we really hope. So we love feedback. Shoot us an email. Leave us a rating or review, and please subscribe so that you get, you know, the latest and greatest, and share these podcasts, even if it's just one at a time, with someone that you just had this conversation with, or someone that you're thinking, like, this is something that will really help them think differently. Share these podcasts, because that's the gift. That's the ripple effect of the work that we do here, is if we can share these and help one more person that wasn't listening to this listen and maybe shift their paradigm a little bit, that's the impact for us. So as always, thank you for being here. Thanks for engaging. And always remember to continue to use your superpowers and your strengths to get to that next level of success, whatever that looks like for you. Thanks, everyone.